ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know The Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97-1 the ticket. Another big win for the Lions, 24-9 over Tampa, and what is overwhelmingly a positive result. If you take a look at the NFC right now, the Packers are 4-1, and then there are 6 5-2 teams. Detroit is obviously going to play the Packers again in what is, you know, going to be a huge game later this year. They also are going to play two more 5-2 teams. They are 1-0 against the other 5-2 teams beating Tampa. They are going to play Philly and the Rams. And so they're positioned nicely to take care of business. We'll see what it leads to. But, you know, with all the tiebreaker ramifications of last night, that was big. That was pretty darn big over a team that had an offense that was averaging, I think it was 6th best in the NFL. They were 27.5 points a game, 6th best in the NFL, 244 yards passing a game, which was 7th in the NFL. They scored 9 points, and they had 210 yards passing on 50 attempts. That's hard to believe. But Lions defensively, in spite of being shredded by injuries, did a hell of a job. And we had, you know what? None of the predictions were particularly close. But one was closest, and we will get to that today at 10:31. No Jared Goff today. We usually have him on Tuesdays during the season bye week. Jared has the week off.
He's off.
He is off. Let's get to your phone calls. We got Elias here on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Elias?
Hey, fellas. You guys can hear me okay?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Awesome, awesome. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. I think the biggest thing I've learned over the last 7 games, and this is a big concern prior to those 7 games, is that grit, it runs through the blood, and it doesn't matter what coordinators are in that position. You know, we lost big coordinators, and here we are with one new offensive, one new defensive, and they're still doing exactly what they were doing last year. They still have that grit running through their blood. I think there was a lot of doubt that we were going to see them be this electric this year.
It's really interesting, Elias, specifically defensively, given their losses and a new defensive coordinator, that they did to Tampa last night what they did. 9 points.
It was one of our 2 losses last year. I think everybody, and it was the black uniforms, I think, last year that we lost to Tampa. Or maybe I'm wrong there, but the black uniforms always kind of are iffy. They look badass, but I feel like we don't always perform that way. And we showed Tampa who was boss. That was an incredible performance. I couldn't imagine being at the game. That was an electric audience too.
It was loud.
Yeah,
it was seriously loud from beginning. I'm not going to say to end because there were so many fans that left with several minutes to go. But it was extraordinarily loud when it needed to be, and it was a great performance by the defense. And, you know, individually, there were some good performances offensively. But overall, The offense has a lot of work to do. And I think it might just simply be what they have to do up front to get better protection for the quarterback, and just handling whatever blitz packages. Look, you may just want to tip your hat to Tampa and say they know what they're doing. The coach is really good. I mean,
you got to give Todd Bowles credit. Yeah. If you look at who is handcuffed the Lions offense consistently the most, it's Todd Bowles in Tampa. 16, 20, and 24. The playoff game was 31, which feels in retrospect like an offensive explosion against Tampa. They've got players, and they got a coach who's really done a nice job against Detroit. Now, keep in mind, okay, that Detroit has won three of the four matchups. I mean, they've done well against Tampa.
But they've been contained.
But they've been, Tampa does a nice job. And there's give credit where credit is due. And it's not like this is out of the blue. You know, the Bulls has a reputation, and they can do some good things, and they have given the Lions some problems. And you go, oh, it's going to come back to haunt them. It may, but they have won three of the four games. And I think a lot of it, sometimes you just tip your hat to the other guy. Let's go to Terry in Detroit. You're next. Hi, Terry.
Hey, what's happening, fellas? Good morning.
Hey.
It's an awesome morning. What I've learned, not just this seven games, but this team has embodied the Detroit sports team ethos. I mean, it feels like the Pistons, a buildup to what we did in 90 and build up to 04. And I'm loving it, man. The only thing that we should do right now, and honestly, put the hammer down and go ahead and get Trey from Cincinnati. We can spare a draft pick. I mean, just put a foot on their neck.
Well, let me ask you this, Terry.
Put the hammer down.
Do you think that's the move to get, or do you think the move is to go get a top defensive back?
I think we're kind of good on backs. I think we kind of got proved that last night. And with Branch coming back, and also a couple more guys, hopefully Terrion gets it back together and really gets it together. But I think we need to just put the hammer down and send a message that we're not just going to build through the draft, which has been good. But at the same time, let's go for the jugular. I mean, Philadelphia would do it. And right now with Z retiring, somebody's lurking.
Man, so here's the problem. Yesterday, I think it was Diana Rossini has pointed out, her sources are telling her, and we heard it last week from somebody else, Cincinnati is not planning on trading Trey Hendrickson. Now, they might just be trying to drive up the price and tell everybody that, but I tend to believe it. I mean, Cincinnati is hung around, and teams just don't give up on seasons if they have a chance to make the postseason. So, Kang, didn't you shoot the boot guarantee that Trey Hendrickson would not? No, we made a bet with Gator. I'm sorry.
It's a lunch bet with Gator.
Yes. Gator thinks Trey Hendrickson's going to get traded. You nor I don't. You do have a shoot the boot guarantee we'll get to later.
What a tease.
Yeah. Oh, but seriously, I don't think he's going to get dealt.
I think it's a lot of posturing that early, but to your point, Cincinnati's not out of it, and they just played a game where they looked pretty good. Like Joe Flacco. I mean, maybe it helps when you're throwing the ball 23 times to one guy and Jamar Chase, which is literally what he did.
It's crazy.
I don't know if you can do that each week, but I believe they have a couple of very winnable games leading up to the trade deadline, if I'm not mistaken. Isn't it like Cincinnati, or I'm sorry, the Jets in Chicago, I think? And that's going to the trade deadline. Now, Chicago's on a heater here, winning four in a row after getting smoked by the Lions. So, you know, careful what you wish for. But if you're Cincinnati, it's hard to trade a piece if you're right in the thick of the playoff hunt, and not only the playoff hunt, but the division, right?
Yep.
I mean, anything can happen when you're cannibalizing yourselves within that division, but we'll see what happens the next couple weeks. Someone's going to make them an offer that maybe they can't refuse, and we'll see. I mean, there's one thing of making a playoffs. It's another thing of understanding that you're destined to fail in the playoffs.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.